First thoughts this morning. A pediatrician advises caution with AI use medically. A pediatrician is urging caution when using artificial intelligence for medical advice. Kimberly Giuliano with the Cleveland Clinic says it's important if looking something up to check the source or sources where AI is getting its information.
I think AI can be a valuable resource to families. I would caution people, though, to not have it be your definitive end-all be-all answer.
Giuliano says that there's also privacy concerns with AI.
Even ones that have privacy features, identifying information, it's out there. We never know where it's going to go.
Giuliano recommends using AI for general medical advice like treating a cold. Today in history, it is September 2nd, the 245th day of 2026. On this day in 1666, the Great Fire of London began. One-third of London was destroyed and about 100,000 people were made homeless. Wow, can you imagine? Also, in 1945, President Harry Truman proclaimed this day as Victory Over Japan Day, or VJ Day. That's because the official ratification of the Japanese surrender to the Allies was made aboard the USS Missouri in Japan's Tokyo Bay. The war lasted 6 years and one day.
The evil done by the Japanese warlords can never be repaired or forgotten. But their power to destroy and kill has been taken from them.
And finally, in 1944, United States Navy pilot and future President George Herbert Walker Bush was shot down by the Japanese following a bombing run on the Bonin Islands. His two crew members on the run were killed. Bush was rescued by a United States submarine. And also remembering on this day, 21 years ago, Gilligan's Island sitcom star Bob Denver passed away at the age of 70. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today titled, If You're Wondering What It Would Take to Fit In, remember that Jesus says you're already in. Ephesians 3:17 through 19 says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Goff says, like most parents, I was determined to be an all-star dad when my kids were born, but I didn't know what exactly an all-star dad looked like. So I turned to parenting books for answers. And he says, after devouring all the books for new parents I could find, I learned there were heated debates raging in the world of parenting styles I'd never even thought about. Experts warred with one another about whether to soothe an upset child, how to tuck them in at night, when to quit nursing, how to potty train, how to raise athletic children. By the time I finished my research, says Goff, I was more confused about raising kids than I had been before I started. Well, he says, we spend a lot of time trying to live into the rules that people set for us. Some of these rules seem wise, but others equally arbitrary. None of these rules measure up to the power or the love of Jesus has for us. Goff says, raising boys, I realized early on it didn't matter if they grew into college football stars as long as they learned to live in grace like Jesus. And he says, my wife and I learned we didn't need to worry about whether our daughter became the president. We just wanted her to walk in love like Jesus. So finally, he says, not long after the kids arrived, we started getting together with other young families. It's hard not to compare your kids to everyone else's. Ours were learning to walk and someone else's were running laps on the track. Ours said their first word and someone else's had just memorized every past president's middle name. The thing about God is this, he never compares what he creates. I'll underline that. Final paragraph, we'll never be like Jesus if it's more important for us to be like each other. Stack up all the pleasure you're feeling to be something different and ask yourself whether the image looks like Jesus. If it does, you're moving in the right direction. If not, then spend some time examining his beautiful life. And we just heard this beautiful life from Switchfoot. Spend some time examining his beautiful life and make him what you compare everything to. Yes, and today's closing question, who do you compare yourself to and why? Who do you compare yourself to and why? Well, when we do get our technology back, the internet working and the phones working, we will give you a chance to try to win free pizza or topper sticks from Topper's Chippewa Valley location. It turns out, Caleb, free pizza is more motivational even than cash.
So they can do studies for anything and everything. And according to another recent study, offering employees free pizza could be more effective than the promise of a cash bonus. In his book, Payoff, The Hidden Logic That Shapes Our Motivations, psychologist Dan Ariely detailed an experiment he conducted among workers at a factory in Israel.
Yeah, staff at the plant were sent messages at the beginning of the week telling them they'd receive a particular reward if they got a certain amount of work done.
Now, one group of workers were told they'd receive a bonus of about $30 if they completed the work.
A second group were promised a voucher for a free pizza.
A third group would receive a text message from their boss at the end of the week congratulating them.
As a control, a fourth group weren't offered any particular incentive.
That would kind of stink to be part of a study and it's just like, yeah, you're the control group, you get nothing. As the week-long experiment got underway, the free pizza proved to be a more powerful motivator than the money. The pizza group showed a 6.7% increase in productivity against the money group's 4.9% increase.
However, by the end of the week, the pizza group had slipped into second place behind the group promised a congratulatory text message, which showed the highest increase in productivity overall.
And here's the thing. CEOs everywhere are rejoicing at this. They're like, I don't have to give them money or pizza. I just send a text and I can have my assistant do that. Perhaps more surprisingly, the group offered cash ended up in fourth place behind the control group. So apparently cash was not that big of a motivator. That is surprising.
Yeah, the results indicate that making staff feel appreciated at work is key if you want them to put in a good performance. Words of affirmation.
There you go.
Well, former NFL running back Sam Congato has quite a story, Caleb.
He does indeed. Now, this is a guy who went to Liberty University and then was an undrafted free agent for the Green Bay Packers. He played for several NFL teams, but I remember him quite distinctly for the Packers. An undrafted free agent means, again, you're not taking the NFL draft and you get a flyer from an NFL team. They give you a chance to prove yourself. And we just got through the NFL exhibition season, the preseason. There's all these guys who have these NFL dreams, and Sam Congato was one of them. You don't honestly hear about a ton of Liberty University players, of course, prominent Christian university on the East Coast. You don't hear about a lot of them making the NFL. Of course, we had one recently, Malik Willis, who's a fantastic guy, now starting in quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. But I remember distinctly Sam Congato because he was just sort of this bowling ball kind of figure too, where it's like he's big and strong but kind of compact, and it's like, can that guy really move fast enough to play at the NFL level? He absolutely could.
Yeah, he had some significant games. He became one of the league's biggest surprise stories in 05, rushing for more than 100 yards in multiple games after signing with the Packers, as you said, an undrafted rookie.
He went on to play six NFL seasons with the Packers, Texans, Dolphins, and Rams. But what is interesting about this is he played in the NFL so he could afford medical school.
Yeah, you know, he was talking about this. I got a chance to interview him before a packed auditorium at Oakland Memorial High School back in 05 after some of those standout games as FCA brought him in. And he was talking about it even then, but he went on to attend Medical University of South Carolina, completing his medical training and becoming a physician.
And now what's really cool is as he's giving back through that education and training, through the opportunities that the NFL and that education provided for him, he and his sister have later founded a healthcare company focused on expanding access to medical care in Nigeria, helping improve services in underserved communities.
You know, I kind of remember he was having these 100-yard games around the same times that I want to say Christian Okoya, who was nicknamed the Nigerian Nightmare, was playing for Kansas City as well, and they were calling him kind of the junior version of that. So great NFL success story for sure.
Yeah, where are they now? Sam Congato, former green and gold player, and now doing some great work in the medical community.
Well, it is September 2nd, 2026, and that means we're now in the late 2020s, Caleb.
Officially, Encyclopedia Britannica said so in a social media post yesterday, the first day of September. They wrote, "Today officially marks the beginning of the late 2020s. I still think we're not too far removed from the 90s, and it's been a quarter century plus.
Yeah. So here's the deal. The early 2020s is from January 1st, 2020 through April 30th, 2023.
Now, the mid-2020s, they say, is from May 1st, 2023 through August 31st, 2026, which, of course, we just passed.
Yeah, that was just on Monday. But now they say the late 2020s started yesterday and goes through New Year's Eve, 2029.
It's like being in the latter stages of your 20s, 30s, 40s, etc. too. You know, once you hit a certain age, it's like, oh, I can no longer say I'm in my early 30s or mid-30s. No, I'm officially in my late 30s now with 40 looming next year. And it's kind of the same way with the decade we're in, right? So here we go. We're on our way.
You know what can be kind of depressing sometimes is you get like a clock. They take a 24-hour day and take your age and they project how late it is. And getting later all the time.